Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
I hope the same fate that has befallen me has not befallen you, where you've gained 7 or 8 pounds. I mean, you look pretty good in this sock commercial, so.
What I'm doing, Greg, and what I suggest you do is get on a Peloton. Get that fat ass here on a Peloton. Get moving.
That's a big fat ass.
Cultural change is hard.
I would, but the gym is closed, and I'm too cheap to buy one.
Buy one. You got enough money. You're a morning talk show host for Entercon.
Entercon.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful.
Right. All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
The first part of Ozark. I don't want to spoil anything. Spoiler alert. But it starts with the Spanish.
Guante Doro.
I think I was confused because they're actually talking in Spanish.
En fuego.
Oh.
But I thought
you
it
thought
was
you hit the SAP button.
I thought it was weird when you texted Danielle, tango un problema.
Can you give a brief message to our Spanish-speaking listeners?
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Danielle?
Yep.
I heard that, Michelle. Oh.
You have your... Are you wearing a bra? You're not wearing a bra. You don't wear a bra when you're at home.
I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, you are?
It's a sports bra, not a regular one. So.
What about panties? Are you... Do you have... Because
I'm uncomfortable.
Joined by...
The Jello for South...
Wiggy.
Jermaine Wiggins was the best mutter that we had.
His father was a mutter.
If the field was sloppy, he was the best guy we had.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
He ran so slow. He ran so slow. And his feet never left the ground. You never had to worry about him getting knocked off his feet.
No.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
After this morning, I'm not weighing myself in the morning any longer, Curtis.
Uh-oh.
I gotta tell you something.
You went for a long run, too. You look great.
What is your
definition of long?
Outside the door.
I did go for a run on Saturday. I'm going to go for another run today.
Basis. Does jog have a soft J?
No.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Where the they
get drunk before everything closes.
All the fields.
Cover it. Let's cover it.
Just take it nice and easy, okay? Just relax.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Innuendo. Innuendo.
That's a lousy soundbite. That's not a good soundbite.
How is everybody? Wiggy, how are you?
What up?
You feeling all right?
I am feeling just fine.
You look good. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much.
You look like you lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah. I'm on a Corona diet.
Oh, you are? Quarantine diet?
Yeah, I'm on a Corona diet.
What do you think the average weight gain is for those of us who are self-isolating during this period? You know, they say over the holidays, the average adult gains like 11.5 pounds or something like that. That period of time.
Damn, 11.5.
Yeah,
wow.
Like if you look at like December 1st.
Right.
And you're going to all of the company parties and the family parties and all that stuff, right up through January 1, average American gains like 11 pounds. What do you think it's going to be during the month and a half or 2 months of stay at home? Following the orders.
The stress eating alone is worth 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean,
15, 20, easy.
I bet it's, I bet it's going to be a good 12 pounds.
Yeah, you think so?
That most Americans are going to gain.
Not you, though.
No, 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 not me.
You'll gain 25 at this rate.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll be that high because maybe the thing that might make a difference is a lot of people are cooking their own food. You know, not as many people. A lot of people gain weight from ordering takeout or delivery.
Yeah.
But you're not doing that as much. So now you may be making things that might be a little bit healthier.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think probably
that's
true. Not.
I haven't eaten out in weeks and I've lost weight. I think that's true.
Really?
Of course, yes. Ken would thrive during a pandemic.
Of course, he would. Of course.
Well, it depends on what you're making, I guess.
Did you? Speaking of what you're making, did you bring your germ-filled homemade muffins in to share with the class this morning?
Yes,
those
I did.
Are frightening.
Yes, I did, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. How'd they come out?
They came out extraordinary.
You made the Jordan mash.
If anything happens. God forbid anything happens when it comes to this industry that we work in, but I think I could fall back on a career as a baker.
Really?
And I'd like
tiny hands.
The baking industry is thriving right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for inspiring me, Danielle.
Oh, good.
When you said yesterday to get off of the Netflix and to find a hobby.
Yes.
And yes, I did prepare the legendary Jordan Marsh blueberry muffins, and apparently. In some weird universe where things are happening at the same time without anybody knowing, Curtis also was making muffins last night.
Well, I didn't have a big hand in those, but yes, those are the Curtis family muffin tops.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Fine.
All right, good.
Just the muffin
top. Top of the muffin to you.
Yes. All right. Well, maybe we'll have... Did you bring any in this morning?
Yeah, they're here. They're ready to go.
Maybe we'll have some kind of a muffin taste-off. Ken, are you willing to eat food?
No, I am not touching either of these. Are you kidding me?
Come on, Ken.
I don't partake in your coffee from takeout. I am not touching anything from outside of anywhere.
Well, we're having Dr. Boney on the show, our favorite infectious disease expert. He's going to join us at 8 this morning. So, Ken, we can ask him if it's okay to eat muffins that have been prepared by a coworker or... when it comes to takeout, what the deal is on that? Because it's
particularly
actually
risky coworkers.
It's actually a good question. So,
yes.
All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot that is going on the show this morning. That includes the dumbest of the day coming up in about 40 minutes or so at 6:45. We will get to our new feature, the top five most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing. At about 7:20 or so this morning, Dr. Boney at 8. The guy is A-plus when it comes to knowing exactly what's going on and actual factual information, which you don't get a lot of the time. So Dr. Boney will join us at 8 on the show. And Brady Week continues today, our tribute to our former quarterback here in New England. And joining us at 8:30, it is Boston Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask, who apparently has an issue when it comes to controlling his flatulence, according to several Boston Bruins. So are we going to address that with Tuukka? Is that a beginning
of
the interview question or
yes.
an end? Okay, all right.
Numero uno.
So Tuukka Rask will join us at 8:30 and share his thoughts on the great Tom Brady during Brady Week. But right now, time for this.
This is The Lead.
By the way, a texter pointing out that the weight gain during this period of time is called the Quarantine 15.
Oh,
so
okay.
Never mind the Freshman 15. It's now the Quarantine 15. What do you got for a lead, Ken?
All right, there's a senator, a Republican senator out of Louisiana named Bill Cassidy, who proposed this the other day, and I don't like the sound of the name of it. He calls it an immune registry, okay?
Oh.
But if you can get past that, he's basically saying if you've recovered from coronavirus, you can probably go back to work.
Uh-huh.
And to go back to work, you'd have to be on some kind of a list, he says, which sounds bad.
Uh-huh.
But if you phrased it this way, that you got a doctor's excuse or you wore a bracelet of some kind, and this is a relatively low number right now, obviously. This is a critical time of fighting coronavirus. But slowly but surely, as the numbers crept up of people who were released from the hospital or recovered, like Marcus Smart, for instance, of the Celtics, isn't it time for them to go back to work? Is it safe to go back to work? It's a question I don't know the answer to. I don't even know how extreme this is, but maybe it's not extreme at all. Would you be willing to have people get on a list or
approved? The guy that wants the Trump app to track you to find out where you've been is against the immunity registry?
No, he seems to be in favor of it, but he doesn't like the name of it. But
Semantics.
Just to let people know that you had the corona?
Well, because you don't want people faking it and saying, yeah, I'm cured, I'm going back. You'd have to prove it somehow.
He's saying we would have a national list, like the Scarlet Letter, Wiggy, of who has had it and who hasn't had it, or who's immune to it. And the immune people would become, Wiggy, some kind of a new super race who are allowed to do anything that they want to do. They have all the rights, and the rest of us, if we're not on the immune registry, would not be allowed to do anything. All right. I don't know. That's kind of interesting.
Shouldn't we be going the other way and let people should be wearing bracelets who haven't got tested?
I don't know. I'm wary of people being identified based on a disease, whether they have it or not, in the United States of America. But all right. Interesting thought, Ken.
All right, guys. Wiggy and I have disagreed on this in the past, but I think it bears repeating this morning. We need sports any way we can get it. I can't handle another night, another weekend, where the only thing I have on TV is how our world is ending because of this virus. We need sports, whether it's in an empty facility, whether it's Tiger Woods golfing with Tom Brady against Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning. We need some sort of non-health related news on our TV sets.
What about esports, Curtis?
Oh, don't even get me started about esports.
I'm with Curtis on this one because I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm like, the draft can't
get it's the only thing to look forward to. It's the only thing to look forward to.
In all sincerity, though, why aren't baseball players getting Mike Trout or Mookie Betts or David Price or the biggest stars of the game in front of their computer doing interviews, getting them out there? It seems like baseball, sports, all of it has just taken a back seat. Well, we need games as soon as possible.
What do you think of the talk that there will be one competition, and it will be Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson, and the two of them will be joined by celebrity golf partners, and those partners will be Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
This is where we are.
What do you think?
I
think that's good for all the golf people. You know what I mean? But I'm not watching golf.
You're not going to watch? You wouldn't watch that?
No, I would not watch that. I don't listen. Then when there's no corona, I'm not watching golf. I'm not watching golf, period.
But they'd all be mic'd up talking about
that.
Oh, man, that would do better numbers than the finale of MASH.
I'd rather watch 15 innings of baseball than golf.
All right, Curtis, you want sports back. I understand.
I want sports too, Curtis.
Wiggy, what's your lead this morning?
All right, I'm treating to corona like I'm treating Tom Brady now. I am completely out on it because I don't know what's real, what's fake. There was a article in the Boston Globe today or last night about coronavirus peaking at maybe mid-April, between April 7th and April 17th, and that if it can peak there, then maybe the curve, we're able to flatten that a little bit. And when are we getting back to life? Because then now I'm hearing reports of maybe not until June.
Right, June 1st.
So I know it's May 4th, but now it might not be till June.
I see.
I just don't know where we're living, and there's so many reports about what's real, what's fake. It'd be interesting to have Dr. B on today and try to get to the bottom of it a little bit.
But you're ignoring it. You're just going to ignore the noise.
I'm not. I'm kind of just out on it. Tell me about it until we can go back to we can go back to school. The kids can go back to school because when they go back to school, I know everything's safe.
All right, Danielle.
If you have to bug out, Greg, and your pal Dave Drubner won't let you into his compound, I found a spot for you.
Yeah,
it's in California. It's called Harbor. It's a luxury 2-month retreat focused on weathering the storm during the global COVID-19 pandemic. It was created by a group of friends who describe themselves as entrepreneurs, musicians, and creatives.
And creatives. There's a lot of creatives there.
Read influencers.
Yeah,
you have to apply to get in, and the accommodations run as follows. For a standard bedroom, which has a bathroom that you share with one other room. That's $3,000 a month. A premium bedroom with a full private bathroom is $4,000 a month. And if you'd like the deluxe bedroom with a full private bathroom and an office suite, that will cost you $6,000 a month. But you can stay away from the nasty people because they'll be screening you at the door.
Yeah, I'm not sharing a bathroom with anybody. If I'm paying that much money to escape society and
right.
escape the danger of the disease, I don't want to be sharing a
bathroom
with anybody
else. You think you'll get your own bathroom.
Yeah. Right.
So it's only $5,000 a month?
Is $5,000 a month. Cheaper than it costs to live in a studio in the Seaport.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. This is big news today. There's a Tiger King miniseries on the way.
Oh, God.
Because
just what we needed.
Because during this crisis, what America needs is more Joe Exotic, I'm guessing. Actress Kate McKinnon will play Carol Baskin. And now this morning we are hearing that Carol is demanding that no live tigers be used in the production of the miniseries. Hasn't Carol learned enough about telling other people how to run their businesses? Is it not enough for Carol that Joe Exotic Wiggy has been wrongly imprisoned?
Wrongly accused. Serving 22 years, which he should not be doing. I mean, well, she's walking free after killing her husband.
So just to clarify this morning, Wiggy out on the coronavirus, in on Joe Exotic.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm looking for Joe Exotic to get out of jail soon.
Wiggy's making free Joe Exotic t-shirts. That's Wiggy's. Wiggy believes
the system did him dirty, man. They system did him dirty.
All right. Well, I would like Carol to mind her own beeswax at this point. Stay out of everybody else's business. And not only, by the way, speaking of entertainment, not only is the Tiger King miniseries coming, but there's also the first coronavirus-themed film already in production. So there's already a movie on the way. We'll try to get to that at some point as well. All right. If you want to call this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at 6:45, we'll get to the dumbest of the day. And after trending, if the best thing that society gets from being locked down for weeks is the naked challenge, then we have won the war against communism. That's the way I feel. We'll get to that after trending here at WEEI.
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Legacy. Love for all the right reasons this spring. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Brady Week continues, brought to you by Samuel Adams, celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England. Tuukka Rask today at 8:30, and as you pointed out, Greg, he's got to respond to this from Zdeno Chara when asked who he would least like to quarantine with.
Least, I have to say Tuukka Rask. You know, the way he farts, it's just... I don't know if I can...
How do you respond to that?
I don't know how you respond to that. Egregious. I mean, it's come to this.
Chara said it's all those wings he eats.
So, is that what he said
it was?
He said
he eats a lot of chicken wings or something.
All right, well, we'll see what Tuukka says at 8:30. And good get for tomorrow, by the way, on this show for Brady Week. We will be joined by the great Wes Welker tomorrow at 8:30 on this show.
Nice.
And Wes will share his fond memories of Tom Brady for Brady Week tomorrow morning at 8:30.
They had Charlie Weiss on OMF yesterday afternoon, and Wiggy took some brunt of that. I don't know, Wiggy, I'm sure you heard the Charlie Weiss analysis of your game.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. He also talked about why Brady left. This is a pretty interesting answer.
They're not beer buddies. They're not going to go out and sit there and go, you know, sit down and, you know, and go out socially. So it wasn't about that. You know, it comes right down to Bill felt that there was only so much money they were going to pay for Tommy, and Tommy said, and Tommy looked at it and said, really, I've had enough of this shtick.
Enough of this shtick. He also went into the weapons, but
so we need like a bitter Bill Belichick hater club, and we can Curtis can be the president, Charlie Weiss can be in it.
He's not hating on Bill.
And Rex Ryan can be the treasurer. All right, those are the people that we'll put in the bitter club.
I think he's just telling us what we were kind of figuring out is that Bill wasn't going to budge off of his price tag for Brady.
Yeah.
Chris Sale had his Tommy John surgery in L.A. with Dr. Neil Elatrosh. Dr. James Andrews unavailable. He has suspended elective procedures, so usual recovery time is 14 to 16 months. So do the math on that one. Wiggy's idea to give NCAA athletes another year of eligibility partly happened. Okay. They're going to give spring athletes another year.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I think that's ultimately mm-hmm. the ones that you were talking about. The basketball kids, you know, I know it sucks for them that they don't get there to play in the tournament, but, you know, it's those spring kids that lose their whole season.
Are we going to get college football this year?
Asking for Breece Hill.
And Kirk Herbstreit says no.
And the Bentley Falcons?
Well, there was I guess, a medical doctor for the NFLPA that said that, you know, that he expects the NFL season to start on time and everything should be good to go during training camp. So, who knows?
And the New York Post is reporting that ESPN is going to move up that highly anticipated Michael Jordan documentary. It was originally going to be in June, but now, Wiggy, 10 parts starting mm-hmm. April 19th.
I'm looking forward to that one.
That'll be good. That's what's trending now here on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Who the hell is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawn and now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's this paging me and why. It's my man Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. Some people want to stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love. Please chill. Drop the caper.
Gonna have to redo that one, Wiggy, and say that he's my man from the place that used to be known as the barber shop. Back when those kind of places used to be open.
No more.
Luckily, you got that half-ass haircut at the shaving for saving event, so you don't have to worry.
Listen, it's all about giving some.
You have to worry about going to the barbershop for a while.
No, I need to get to the barbershop.
I like to get the beard trimmed, and that's something I could do myself. I guess
They sell those at the store.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be months before I get to the bar. I'm going to have an afro running around here.
Well, everybody's going to look like Tom Hanks in that island volleyball movie.
Castaway.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, a texter is asking a great question, Danielle. During my lead,
yes,
which was about the forthcoming Tiger King miniseries, a texter was asking, I mentioned that there is the first coronavirus feature film coming, and a texter was asking, how is the movie being made when the studios are shut down and everybody is supposed to be socially distanced?
Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg can save anything.
Oh, no, it's Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is, he saves America from
he
the
saves America from the coronavirus. From corona.
It'll
be like The Happening.
Do you have any details on that? Or?
I do. So the movie is actually already made.
Oh.
It's not a Hollywood flick. Oh. It's Canadian. It's a thriller called Corona. They've already finished it. It's being shopped to various streaming services. Now, they say that it's not really about the pandemic itself. Uh-huh. The director said that the movie was inspired by stories that he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked. So the premise of the movie is that they explore fear and racism among apartment tenants that get trapped in an elevator together at the first stages of the COVID-19 crisis. And one of the tenants is Chinese.
Oh, okay.
No corona.
Excellent.
Imagine being stuck in an elevator with Wiggy.
Yeah.
God.
Be amazing for you. Be the best hour of your life.
And this texter is asking why we need a Tiger King miniseries when we just had the documentary, all 7 episodes of it. That's a great question.
Yeah, we're jonesing for it. That's why.
No, not really. I'm cool. I'm cool with the series. I just rather see him try to go through his appeal process.
Do you want Trump to pardon him? He's asking for a pardon from the president. Do you want Trump to pardon Joe Exotic?
I mean, they did him dirty. The government did him dirty. Come on, the feds knew what they were doing.
I mean, based on yesterday's briefing, we can tell the president likes people like Mike Lindell of MyPillow and maybe Joe Exotic. So.
What a briefing that was.
That was one of, I mean, that was incredible yesterday. Oh, my God.
Just when you think he can't top himself, he does something like last night and just is phenomenal.
Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Boy, do you sell those pillows. That's unbelievable what you do.
We are going to get to the briefing recap, which we do on this show, at about 7:20 this morning. So we try to present to you, if you're not able to watch for 90-plus minutes every day, we try to present the highlights of the briefing or the lowlights, depending on your perspective. And
dude is classic.
And OAN was back. My God, what a question yesterday.
That was intense.
Never mind the question. I feel like I must say when it comes to network journalists, there is none other. That marvelous woman yesterday in her scarf, Chanel Rion, is that her name?
Yes, that's her name.
Obviously, just an extraordinary journalist. And if you've yet to do any research on her, you may want to look her up on the interwebs, because she really, Chanel. I think we need more when it comes to the White House press corps. We need more who are like Chanel Rion.
More Chanel, less Acosta.
I am a journalist.
Yes, I would agree with that concept, certainly. This is Richie. Hey, Richie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Richie?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on Ken's lead about the bracelets. I think that's probably...
Let me recap it quick. Ken was talking about a senator who has proposed an immunity registry in the United States, which would list every one of us who is immune to the coronavirus, and then those people would have some kind of a bracelet or a scarlet C or a C with a red circle and a line through it on their, like, imprinted on their body or something, Ken. Like, this is the Stepford Wives.
You're making it sound terrible.
But anyway, so Ken is in favor of an immunity registry to get America back to work. Where do you stand on that?
That's a terrible idea. Doctors don't go around blasting your medical information, or at least they're not supposed to be doing that. And, you know, history has shown, you know, when you mark people, they start getting treated a little differently.
Yes.
So if everybody can just accept what their doctor says, you know, you can go back to work, or, hey, give it a few more weeks. If we can just do that, I think we'll be just fine.
How did that work with the leper colony?
Leopard colony.
What about it? Could you keep it just among your employer? Like, your employer would get a doctor's note and you would keep it confidential so it wouldn't be made public.
I say a COVID-19 neck tat.
So you want them to go back in. You want them
You guys are screaming about the economy, economy. I'm coming up with ideas here, and you're shooting them down and calling me Kim Jong...
No.
Whatever.
Ken Jong-un is your name.
But I'd rather know who hasn't been tested. I mean, if you're healthy and you've been tested, I don't think you need to wear a bracelet. I'd rather know people. I'd rather see people wearing bracelets that haven't been tested, because then at least I know who to avoid.
This is a terrible idea. You're identifying people based on whether they could or could not have the disease. I mean, we don't do that with any other diseases in our country.
Do you want people to go back to work? Do you want to save restaurants? I mean,
yes, I do. I want everybody. I want to find a way to save the economy. Yeah,
I think you do.
I think it's too late.
I think it's all talk with you.
I mean, you look at some of these economic models, and they're talking about. They're talking about 45 million jobs going away by the time this is done. 45
it's
million.
Crazy. It is crazy, man.
But I don't know if I want everybody walking around with some sort of identification that says whether they're corona positive or corona negative.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say you owned a restaurant. I know you've owned several.
Yes.
Okay, and you need employees. There's a pool of candidates who are immune that you can hire from.
Right.
Would you then not dip into that pool to save your business and boost the economy?
But what happens afterwards to the people who are not on that list? Are they, like, shuffled off to some sort of an island or something? Where,
so it's, I mean, my God.
It's like the black disease.
What?
We don't need a bracelet. We got skin color.
What if there was a cell phone app that would just start vibrating like crazy when you were close to someone with COVID-19.
Oh, like an Amber Alert?
Yeah.
Everyone panics because all the phones go off simultaneously.
Like what if you're at the grocery store and it goes off and then everybody starts like the herd mentality?
Yeah,
everybody
but
they start to try to identify who's the person who's not immune in the grocery
store. But isn't it fine, though, if you are wearing a bracelet, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned with people who haven't been tested. That's how you're going to get it. The one who got it, I mean, the one who's been tested and he's got his bracelet, he's good to go. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're somebody who is immune, you can just walk into a restaurant and demand the best table and say this.
And he said, well, F America, and he threw a cigarette at me. And that was before he indicated that he could kill me and get away with it.
Damn.
Not very American.
Wow. I mean,
Greg would be the guy that would find someone on the black market that was making the bracelets so he didn't have to go to the doctor to get tested.
Well, that would be something, too. Maybe right? A little business right there.
Underground market. You know, Stiz Grimy would be the guy that would be selling those.
Get your bracelets for $250.
I got a guy.
Two bracelets.
I'd take a bracelet because now you're walking around like Superman. You're untouchable.
Here's a text that says, Ken, do you want people to tattoo a number on their wrists as well?
Like, see, this is why I couched it very carefully. Uh-huh. And now you're putting me into the far crazy category.
Ken, I'm with you. I'll take a bracelet.
By the way, Ken, this is not necessarily an idea that hasn't been brought up before. Apparently, it's been brought up in Europe.
Okay.
So,
now, I have a serious question for Maciek Boney when he joins us, and that is whether, is it confirmed that you're immune after having it? Because I'm not even sure that's the case.
And when you say it was discussed in Europe, do you mean during World War II?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody knows, Ken.
There was good news yesterday about testing for the antibodies.
Antibodies, so right. Huge, right?
We'll talk to Dr. Boney about that.
Well, same thing. Like, so let's say you test and you have the antibody. How do you then indicate that you have that or that you can go back to work? How is that going to happen?
Too bad Nick isn't here today. We could do an awful parody of Moni for Dr. Boney. Too bad Nick is in here. Let's see. Here's somebody who would prefer or actually would add to the list those who have herpes. So would you also have, Ken, when it comes to your immunity registry,
herpes bracelet?
would you also have a herpes or a super gonorrhea bracelet?
Yeah, you should have that.
I think you can see a lot of people with bracelets on. It'd be a horrifying number.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
You should have that. They should have, like, you know how they have some of those people, they go in and they make sure they have you sign like a get your test results before you get intimate with them. Maybe they create some type of app where they can just scan you for all diseases.
Hey, this is nuts. Here's somebody who's suggesting we redshirt everybody. Like, everybody who has the disease gets redshirted.
All right,
Ken, what is wrong with you and these people? This is America.
I've never seen a text line so strongly disagree with something that I didn't say.
Hey, what kind of bracelet is that? Is that the herpes bracelet? No, that's a corona bracelet. I'm good.
I love these uber liberals like Ken. You know, they're all for everybody's freedom until somebody starts to get sick, and then they're like, lock them up in camps.
I said it a couple weeks ago. It's true. The coronavirus is laced with communism, like this disease.
Get them out of here.
You want everybody back by Easter, and you're yelling at me for coming up with ideas.
Our country is not going to exist, Ken, in a month. There's going to be no jobs. We need to get back to work.
Ken's like, the point. What's your idea?
Normally, Ken's like, every single person in this country is exactly equal. Lock them up in camps. Give them a tattoo.
Anybody who's been tested for the corona, put them on a boat and get them out of here.
Holy cow. All right. Well, that's Ken's lead this morning. We do the lead at 6 at the start of the show. Ken's suggesting some kind of national immunity registry for those who are immune from the coronavirus. That would get everybody back to work. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45 this morning. We will go over the top 5 most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing at 7:20 on this morning's show. Brady Week continues with Tuukka Rask at 8:30 on the show this morning. And a lot of talk about Tuukka maybe retiring.
Right. He said as much a week or so ago.
So we'll ask Tuukka about that when he joins us at 8:30 and get his thoughts on Tom Brady. And at 8 o'clock, as Ken mentioned, our favorite infectious disease expert, Dr. Maciek Boney, will join us.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Here she come now, say morning.
Ken, Dr. Boney Boney will be on the show at 8 this morning. He is our favorite infectious disease expert. He actually deals in facts. Very interesting. The governor alluded to it yesterday, but there's a very interesting chart available which tells you, based on the state that you live in, when you will have your peak. And it looks like here in Massachusetts, it's right around April 7th. The governor, Wiggy, I'm talking about expert stuff here.
Oh.
April 16th, it appears, would be the peak for Massachusetts.
Well, the Globe said the 7th through the 6th.
Don't listen to anything the Globe says.
Okay.
Cousin Curtis told you that?
Yeah, yes.
Depending on your perspective, you may be a fan or you may definitely not be a fan of the new self-quarantine challenge, which is sweeping the nation, apparently, Danielle, the naked challenge.
Yes.
And that is one in which you are stuck at home with others and you surprise them by walking in nude. Apparently, everybody is participating in this, unfortunately.
Yes.
Around the
country.
Kind
of like that scene in The Breakup when Jennifer Aniston comes down the hall from the shower.
Uh-huh.
So basically what you do is your significant other might be on like a Zoom call with work, but mostly yes. It's when guys are gaming. I'm seeing that's the most frequent thing.
Okay.
And then the significant other walks into the room naked and will video the other person's reaction. So you don't actually see anybody nude on video, but you see the reaction of the other person like, oh.
I mean, I'm worried because we're only a couple weeks into this. What happens when we get to like April 20th? What are people going to do to amuse themselves? Have you seen the other one that women are doing where they place the phone at the side of the bed and then they run in nude and launch themselves and try to land on the phone with a specific
body part,
but part of their body.
I'm not seeing none of these things.
Where
is all this stuff? I don't see none of this on social
what
media.
Is this?
It's been a couple weeks. We're already at this point. I'm terrified for our future.
Are you sure this is social media and not porn sites?
Yeah, no, it's not on porn. It might be on porn sites.
I think you're getting charged for that one,
Brad. BBC.
None of that.
I know you told us last week that Mrs. Wiggins is keeping a close eye on you when you're at home when it comes to watching things like that. So
naked bootleg.
The only thing I see her watching is what everybody's doing now. Well, on, you know, BPS is people will go to their Instagram live, and whether it's musicians, rappers or whatever, and then girls will come on and they'll start twerking and they'll start throwing money at the phone. It's like strip clubs on the phone.
And
Dale was doing that last night.
There's a lot of hours in the
Dale
day.
Dale got hit in the nuts. He was like, ooh.
There's a lot of hours in the day. Hey, how did yesterday during Brady Week, when you guys did the
top five all-time Brady tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
How is Dale the only person who left you off the list?
I don't know. He doesn't really know much about football. We should have the top five defensemen.
I felt like that. That was kind of disrespectful.
You got to just check the resume, baby.
And how did you feel about Charlie Weiss calling you a mutter?
Well, hey.
Basically saying.
If it wasn't for that mutter against Oakland, he'll tell you. Yeah. Brady wouldn't be Brady.
So Charlie Weiss was on with OMF yesterday during Brady Week, and they asked him about Wiggy. And he said that Wiggy was a mutter.
What if I told you the person that asked me to pose it that way was one Jermaine Wiggins?
Jermaine Wiggins was the best mutter that we had.
What?
If the field was sloppy, he was the best guy we had.
He's going to hate
so
this.
Anytime the field was sloppy, he was the go-to guy. He ran so slow, and his feet never left the ground. You never had to worry about him getting knocked off his feet.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
the field did bring everybody's speed down on my speed. I wasn't the fastest guy in the world. I definitely could use a slow surface.
All right. Tomorrow on this show for Brady Week, we will talk with Wes Welker.
He was a mother.
At 8:30. So Wes will join us at 8:30 tomorrow as Brady Week continues here at WEEI. Coming up during the news at 7:30 with Danielle. Another edition of Crazier Than Danielle, and we'll discuss why a New Jersey woman was willing to violate the stay-at-home order so she could get back at her ex. And also during the news, why the FBI is investigating those who are trying to commit Zoom bombing. So be careful when you're on Zoom later on today. That's a risk. And we'll discuss that during the news at 7:30. But right now it's time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, maybe because everybody is stuck at home, it seems like there may be more dumb things that are said in this country than ever before. And this is no exception. It is the mayor of Houston, Curtis, who was the dumbest of the day yesterday.
Yes, she has a message for felons that were let out of prison and other people in the Houston area about how they should behave themselves during this crisis.
Okay.
Then let me just make my plea. Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals, take a break, okay? Stay home, okay? Stay home and don't commit any crimes. And that way, they'll stay safe and out of jail, and police officers will stay safe and can go home to their families, okay? So everybody chill. Crooks, criminals, you chill. Wait till the coronavirus is over, okay?
I feel like it's like, hey, listen, the cops, and they got enough things to worry about with Corona and getting people to the hospital. Right. Like, hey, let's take a break from shooting each other, selling drugs. Just chill for a minute. When Corona's over, then you can go back to doing what you're doing.
Right. So she's basically saying, wait until this is over to commit your crimes.
Correct.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't spread a disease and steal something.
Is that the new normal? Are we tired of people using the phrase the new normal?
Well, that was the Boston Herald's headline, your paper.
Let's get rid of that phrase, please.
The Boston Herald's front pages are a disaster. They're an abomination to a newspaper.
If another person tells me they're trying to get used to the new normal, I'm going to go bonkers. But the new normal would be waiting until after this is over to commit crimes.
You'd have to.
Okay.
Everybody chill.
Well, in the hospitals, chill. I mean, you can't. They're telling us people that the hospitals are overcrowded with people that are dealing from the coronavirus. Now you got to deal with trying to help somebody who's got a gunshot wound.
Scott from Weymouth is on the phone. Hello, Scott.
You cut me off out there, brother. I was across the room.
Oh.
All right, what's up? 2 points, Greg. I know you like when I talk for 2 minutes. Today you're out of luck. I'm only going to give you about 35 seconds.
Okay, great.
All right, to Ken's opening take.
Yes.
About the mock yourself if you have corona.
Yes.
You know what idea I've always had? I'm frustrated. I'm single. I think women should wear a necklace that says single or taken. So then you know then you know whether or not to waste your time hitting on them. You know what I mean?
I don't think they want that.
I think
that.
It's a great wiggy. You with me? With what?
I mean, I can see where you're going with it, you know.
I think, Scott, you can presume that any woman you see is taken.
Hey, but Scott, shoot your shot anyway.
You might be surprised, actually. I do okay. Trust me. I'm just going to find a decent one.
Oh, shoot your shot, bro.
I only find the ones that are...
I'm sure you get a lot of tail. All right, what else?
Greg, you know what? You want to compare notes?
Sure.
You want to go?
Absolutely.
No, actually, you're done. Your wife is beautiful. I've seen pictures of her. You're doing fine.
Thank you.
I'm single. All right, here we go.
Shocking.
Now, if anyone's bored out there, no sports, right? This is terrible. Terrible. Yes. Know what I watched yesterday for an hour? I was scrolling through the guide, right, on TV.
Yeah.
And I hit ESPN2 or News, one of the third channels. And I go, let's check this out. It was the U.S. Open axe throwing contest.
Oh.
And I put it on. I said, well, this should be interesting. Greg, I couldn't change the channel.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Riveting.
It was riveting. There were two guys next to each other. They each have an axe. The target is basically if you cut a redwood in half and sliced it like a banana, you know?
Yes.
You have the bullseye. Then they have small targets on the perimeter. And you wouldn't believe how accurate they are. It went into overtime is what I call it. It was unbelievable. I was sitting there. I found myself rooting for one of the guys. I'm like, come on, hit it.
Well, I feel like based on Ken's lead, he wants them to be throwing the axes at people who are positive for corona.
And let's not mischaracterize this.
You got a corona bracelet on?
I don't want to register for people who are currently infected and have it. That's terrible.
You want the National Immune Registry.
I do not. Well, I don't want to call it that at all.
Okay, no, never mind the semantics of the name. You are in. Let's just be clear on this. You are in favor of a national registry which would list those who have been determined to be immune so that people can go back to work.
I would prefer it to be doctors give an excuse or a bracelet to the patients that request one.
So HIPAA would be okay because only the doctors would know.
Right.
But then they would give you some kind of a note, like your papers.
Right.
Like, so you could present your papers.
Now here you
go.
Like
a card.
It's like a concealed weapons card, you know?
You're unbelievable. You should be in favor of this idea. You're all Mr. Economy.
I am Mr. Economy.
Let's restart America. Except when you have a good idea, then let's trash Ken and call him something out of 1940s Germany.
No, I just think it's an interesting concept. Absolutely.
Hey, you got your Corona ID on you? Yes, sir.
This is where we are. God help me.
And it's all contingent on Maciek Boney at 8 confirming that you have immunity if you've had and been cured from the virus.
Scott would love that. Now all the single ladies who come through Corona and got their Corona cards, they'll be looking for guys.
Thank you, Beyonce.
I love how Scott is stunned that professional axe throwers have good aim.
He was watching dots with axes. That's all he was doing.
Well, I was wondering yesterday, when is America going to run out of television content?
We have.
What is there to watch?
Well, I was thinking about this because I was watching the most recent episode of Homeland. Excellent season.
Yes.
So I finally caught up. I missed that Sunday night, I think, because of the briefing or whatever. So I caught up on that. Season is excellent. And then they were running a promo for Billions.
Yep, May, right?
Yes. And I was thinking to myself, all of that stuff was done, obviously, before this. When are we going to run out of new series to debut? It's going to be sooner than later, right? Because they can't film anything.
Right.
Like all the studios are shut down. There's no actor that's going to want to be within 2 feet. I mean, maybe we could do socially distanced television shows where people are only all the actors are six feet.
What about an actor's registry? See, like now Tom Hanks is top of the list. You can cast him right away.
Right, you can work with Tom.
He has his bracelet.
Tom and Rita Hanks. Yes.
So Greg will still have nothing to watch then.
All right. Coming up in just a moment, thankfully, one of the most annoying viral internet hose of all time is back, and she is selling surgical masks to her followers. So we will get to that during this crisis coming up in just a little bit here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.